Treasury Star Parade. Produced under the personal direction of William A. Bacher, with David Brookman and the Treasury Orchestra and chorus, starring radio's beloved singing lady, Irene Wicker, in her own message to the children of America. Children, tomorrow is yours.
Hello, boys and girls. How are you today? Fine, I hope. This is your singing lady again. Remember all the stories we used to have together? The fairy tales, you know, Cinderella, Snow White, Jack and the Beanstalk, and all the rest. And those true stories that you used to like, about the world's great artists and musicians, and the legends and the folk tales from all the other countries, and the happy adventures of Nancy and Charlie here in America. There isn't much time for stories like that these days. They seem to belong to the world of yesterday, don't they? You remember the songs we had together. The ones we sang before our stories. Remember that old, old song like this? Little Boy Blue, come blow your horn. And then I remember you always liked that gay little French tune. Remember? Frère Jacques, Frère Jacques. And then, of course, the one you liked the best of all, the song we sang every Friday together. My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty. But of course you remember. I know because you've written to tell me so. Songs that are loved by children all over the world. In England, in Russia, in China, and in many other countries too. They no longer have the kind of songs we used to sing together. No, the music they hear today is very different. This kind of music. It isn't very pretty, is it? This new music. No. In fact, it has a terrifying sound. And yet, the children, your allies in those countries where this dreadful music now is heard, young boys and girls like you, have shown such courage. You will be proud to hear about the things they do. Yvonne and Valentina, for instance, will remind you of the fearless princess of the moon and that brave young peasant boy, Yvonne, in our story of the little hunchback horse. Remember that sweet song the princess sang about the twilight and the stars and falling asleep? Ночь настала, природа вся устала, играем мы весь день, день скоро, пора нам на покой. Well, that song and many other lovely ones are quiet now in Russia. But not the ugly music. No, that still goes thundering down to earth each day and night in Moscow and in Stalingrad, in villages and farms throughout the Russian nation. Ivan Ilyanov and his young sister Valentina lived in Stalingrad. One wintry night, not long ago, they went to see their mother, a brave young woman who helped the nurses night and day in the anxious, busy rooms of Stalingrad's great hospital for soldiers. They liked hearing the singing of the wounded soldiers in the ward. Their mother smiled at young Ivan and Valentina and kissed them. And then, quite solemnly, she gave them each a message, a military message from a general, and a hand grenade. Looking deep into her children's eyes, Nurse Ilyanov spoke.
Your father is waiting on the hill just beyond the ruined bridge. Now, one of you must slip through the Nazi guards and take this message to him. Be careful, and make sure no enemy sees this message. You understand, my dear ones?
Yes, Mama.
We understand.
Once again, the gaunt, white-clad young woman kissed her children. Then, with their heads held high, Ivan and Valentina left the hospital, to walk again through the bombed, half-ruined streets. Suddenly, the air was filled with a shrill blast of the air raid siren. The enemy planes were coming again. Yvonne took Valentina's hand and ran toward the shelter. Behind them, they heard the whine, and then the crash of a heavy bomb. It had hit the hospital. And when they looked back, they knew they'd never see their mother again. Yvonne gripped Valentina's hand. She swallowed hard, and her eyes were filled with tears. But she did not cry. Yvonne looked at her proudly. Then quietly, he spoke.
Good girl. Shall we make a run for it now?
Yes, Vanya. We'll make a run for it. Now.
Good girl, Vanya. Remember, if anything happens to me, you must crawl into the ruins of the bridge the Nazis blew up last night and follow the trail that Father showed us.
Mm-hmm.
Past the old shack, up to the hilltop.
Yes.
There's a cave on the side of the hill, and Father's waiting there.
For these orders?
Yes. Remember, if we're captured, we must never let them find these papers.
Never. Look, we're almost down to the bridge now.
This is the worst part, Valya. They've got guards all along here. Don't make a sound.
No, I won't.
Halt! Oh. Halt at once, I shoot!
Run, Valya, you've got a better chance of getting through than I.
Vanya!
Run!
Stop it!
Run, Valya, run!
Catch the boy! Stop that boy!
What?
I have him!
Don't!
Who is it with you?
Let me go!
Oh. Who came here with you, I asked?
No one. I was looking for my mother. I saw a little girl. She was lost. I told her...
Yes?
I told her how to find a way back to the city.
Pig! Filthy Russian pig, you lie!
Such a little devil, Corporal. Maybe he's the one who's been getting those messages through our lines.
Let me come here! Yeah! Here's the paper from the commandant! Look, Captain, look! Stop the little pig! Stop him, I say! He has a grenade!
Yes, boys and girls, you know what happened. Yvonne threw the hand grenade, but he was not afraid. He knew that Valentina would get through the lines, even if he didn't. He also knew the Nazi leaders must never know the words that were intended for his father. And they never did. And you'll be proud to hear of your young allies in China, too, where our common enemy, the Japanese, have robbed them of their land. They're just as brave as any hero in the Chinese legends and folktales we used to have together. Long life to the children of China. The boys and girls have put aside their songs and stories for a while. There, too, the music they hear now is different. The jolly, carefree music is clouded over now by the ugly screech of Nazi bombs, the kind of music they, too, must hear today. But even in the screech of falling bombs, above the scream of bursting shrapnel, above the roar of burning buildings, the boys and girls cry out courageously, "Come back, and here's a V for victory."
Chin up, kids. Here's a V for victory. You size we can't take it.
There's a good girl, Peggy. Give me a hand now with Ronnie, will you?
You bet I will, Rum. Between you and me and Miss Pam and Miss Carrie, we'll have all these kids are to this ward in a jiff. You'd think the darn...
Peggy.
I mean damn Jerry's. You'd think they could pick a better target than this here hospital for crippled kids. Now, wouldn't you, Mum? I mean, nurse.
Yes, Peggy, I would. There, now, we're all fixed. All the little ones are safely in the shelter now.
Mum, we forgot Ben.
Ben?
That little blighter, the one they had to put in the
the isolation ward. Good heavens, yes. Peggy, stay here in the shelter and I'll run back.
No, you mustn't, nurse. What if one of them kids needed medicine or something? Anyhow, I'm littler than you.
Peggy!
Peggy!
No, you mustn't go, Peggy! Peggy, come back! Peggy!
Peggy came back all right. Her little face all smudged with smoke and blood. But cheerfully she grinned. And there was a proud and happy light in her eyes as she tumbled little Ben into the nurse's arms. Cheerio, she softly said. Chin up, Mum. And here's a V for victory.
Peggy. Oh, Peggy. Peggy.
That's how the children live and work and die in the England of today. And now, I have just one more story to tell you. The story of young Leif Hansen, a boy about as old as some of you young friends of mine. That boy has helped 100 young Norwegian patriots escape the Nazi terror. Would you like to meet Leif? Here he is now with his grandfather. Leif is just beginning to strap on his skis. Do you wonder why?
This would be your brother Peter's night to get away, would it not, lad?
Oh, yes, Gramp. I got a passport for him from Professor Thorson and a packet of money and a map with all the directions on it. Pete's waiting in that hunting shack way off in the forest. If only they haven't found Pete yet. If only they haven't.
Well, if Peter makes the border, your score will reach the 100 mark tonight, lad.
Honestly, Gramp? 100?
Yep. Kept count, lad. Because of you, they'll be back one day to send bombs and destruction down on the Nazis.
They'll be flyers, Gramp. Sometimes I feel I can't wait till I go up and be one, too.
Yes, lad, I know. I know. Now put on your skis and get ready. You've less than one short minute. Go and God bless you.
Thanks, Gramp. Here's for victory.
Yes, little Leif helped his 100th flyer to escape. The 100th. And the last. For the Nazis caught up with Leif that time, and there was no mercy when they learned what he had done. And today, young Leif Hansen's name is spoken reverently in Norway, and will always be included on the honor roll of Norway's heroes. So we must come back to you boys and girls and all of us grown-ups here in America who haven't sailed the seven seas to fight, have never suffered from the bombs and shell fire and oppressions of our enemies. So far, we've held them off. Do you know why that is? It's because your brothers and your fathers, your cousins and your uncles, and yes, your mothers and your sisters too, have joined the services of Uncle Sam. Let's keep them well supplied with everything they need. With helmets and guns, with airplanes, ships, and tanks. And the way every one of us can do that is by buying all the stamps and bonds that we can buy. Let's get our neighbors and our teachers, our mothers and our dads, grandpa and grandma, too, to buy them. And let's ask them, please, if ever they feel like giving a present, to buy a stamp for victory. There isn't anything we'd rather have, is there, boys and girls? No, there isn't anything. Because each little stamp we have, each bond that we can get, means this. A little piece of ownership in the dearest land in all the world. Our country. Yours and mine. America. Where the music still is beautiful. All this we must do today, children. So that your tomorrows and the tomorrows of all the other children of the world may be safe. Tomorrow is yours, children. We must protect it.